Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, 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 Sunday. Listen, listen, listen. Today is May the 22nd, 2021, 2022. It is 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany. And I do have an honorary member in India, Karan, 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 but darling, now listen, let me give a shout out to Facebook. Listen, listen, all my listeners that tune in about Facebook, I want y'all to use the keyword Fierce Female Network. I do want you guys to also subscribe. On today, I do have a special musical showcase and musical salute. Let me tell y'all something. Lefty Keys featuring Al D. Now listen, I got some hot music on today. And you know, what better day to have on but Sunday, because this music is illumination. It is illuminating, and you all going to really enjoy it. I want y'all to drink it in. And y'all always know Studio B always come marching down here every time things get going on the Fierce Female Network. So listen. Listen, y'all back there. You know, the choir comes in with their robes on. Now, today, instead of them putting on, you know, all of what they're supposed to have on, they got their robe on. And then they comes in here with their hats tilted to the left and to the right. I'm like, what is going on? Did y'all forget to, you know, do what you're supposed to do? See, listen, it's Sunday morning. I don't know what they did on Sunday night. They come in with their hats on crooked. You know, I guess they was in a rush. I don't know what happened. So, listen, y'all, just relax. Now, the song that's coming up is Living Right, Living Right, Living Right. Now, listen, I'm telling y'all, I just love when talent comes across the network because it gets me real excited. Now, I love great, great talent. Now, listen, this music has some light on it. Yes, it is illuminated because, listen, it is brought to you to lift up your spirit, lift you up, help you to, you know, drink in of the Father. Now, y'all know. Now, some of y'all might not know, so let me just go and say this. Y'all know I was born with a pulpit in my heart. Y'all know Mama always got some life lessons for you. But on today, the life lesson is in the music. This one is called Living Right, Living Right. Now, listen. Y'all that's not living right, yeah, no. Now, I ain't going to preach at you real hard. The music is just phenomenal. It's called Living Right. But I got to tell you, I'm really stirred up on this one because I just finished drinking in the Word, and I'm telling you, the pastor, the minister was really bringing it down home. So first, I'm going to play the music, then I'm going to get into that. So this is called Living Right, Living Right, Living Right.
Thought I was living right when I was living left. Thought I was moving right when I was moving left. Yeah. Lil Davy up. That's what they called me, used to ride around on big wheels, curse. Act retarded, got on everybody's nerves, didn't care. I was a problem, wanted to be seen. Cause my brother, he wasn't bothered, it was messed up. I wanted to do stuff just like him. Thoughts of playing football, baseball wasn't exciting. So I picked up a rock star dribbling, thought I was Ivo. Getting to the bucket, trying to slam like I was Michael. Robbing on the board, but coach kept me on the oak. A gang of demons in my head, man, they let their brother soak. Mentally, I was confused, I was catching all the blues. Been tested as a young boy, misled and abused. Misused trying to fit in, from boy to man, I had on my business. Kind of defenseless, no kidding, Jehovah my witness. A little aggressive, sort of ignorant, that's how I did it. We was taught to keep quiet and stay out of people's business. Listen, I bumped my head a couple times, feel like I shared too many ideas. I mean, you read my mind, on the eve of this rough ride. So say love is blind, that's why too many ain't focused. Lifestyle with no joking. Think I'm lying, you'd be surprised. Really, you're sad to see you soaking. It ain't no question, never test up a vocal. The ones you conjugate with, we leave them back doors open. They be back then close on how back then they could have poked you. Gotta stay out the way, fam. Stay on your peace. Don't Don't listen to false prophets, take care of them seeds. In the midst of all that, maintain you some G's. You might be a big dog, but you gon' carry some fleas. Thought I was living right when I was living less. Thought I was moving right when I was moving left. Can't really blame nobody why I did this to myself. Wonder how I'm living right when it ain't nothing else. Thought I was living right, but I was living less. Thought I was moving right when I was moving left. Can't really blame nobody why I did this to myself. Wonder how I'm living right when it ain't nothing else. Trials and tribulations came and I was suffering bad. This type of stuff don't fade out, I was struggling mad. Deep depression selling, trying to see through my past. I was walking down the fork, couldn't find my path. So many obstacles ahead, I ain't got time to drag. Extraordinary husband, plus a great dad. But still solid in the hood, I ain't been doing bad. I was thinking I was nothing, man, going bad. Still putting in the work, don't understand stack. Baby, my drip too hard, this beyond swag. No imitation on my flavor, I'm a chef, not a cater. I've been involved, being the way, not really my style, but I got favor. Blessed by the Lord for everything, and I mean everything. My wife, my kids, my dog, the air we breathe. I'm very thankful for the life he got me living. Every day another blessing, still got my heart ticked. Thought I was living right when I was living less. Thought I was moving right when I was moving left. Can't really blame nobody why I did this to myself. Wonder how I'm living right when it ain't nothing else.
Oh, ooh, Lord, today, Lord have mercy. Did y'all feel the fire in that song? You know, I know you did because I feel the fire in the song. So listen, you can feel the fire in the song even if you don't know the Lord, because that's what wakes you up. Did y'all hear the lyrics? Did y'all hear the words? He said he thought he was living right when he was living less. Oh, my God. See, listen, let me break it down to you like this. Horny, you can be out there doing everything you think is right. But see, you think it's right because you ain't really dove into the Word of God. See, you can't really understand what's living right until you get in the Word of God, get in the Scriptures, and read it for yourself. See, listen, you got the mindset that you living right. But see, the reason why he's saying you living less, he was living less and he thought he was living right. You living less because you ain't understanding what living right is. And so you really are on the less side. Now, look at it this way. Y'all know. We have to do our checkbooks. We have to do the pluses and the minuses. We got to balance our checkbook, right? You know, everybody, most people don't like to balance their checkbook. And when you look in their checkbook, it's just a hard mess. So this is just an example. So the checkbook is just a hard mess, because you got stuff over here. Sometimes folks forget to put down what they wrote a check for. And then at the end of the month, you look at it, and it's like, what are these numbers? See, listen, I'm just giving you an example. So listen, God wants you to be on the plus side, right? And a lot of times, folks, is on the minus. That's living less. If you on the negative side of things, you walking on the side of the track that's living. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I felt that thing. So listen, if you on the side where it's negative and it's minus and it's less, that's the left side, baby. God trying to get you over on the plus side, on the positive side. And see, when you get up on the positive side, you is living and walking in the Word of God. And see, when you got your checkbook out there and it looks a hot mess, that's an example of your lifestyle. Now, see, I'm not really talking about a real checkbook. I'm giving you a parable. See, that checkbook where things all messed up and all things all misconstrued, you wrote something for $10 when in actuality you wrote for $15, that ain't going to balance at the end of the month. Ain't going to balance. So what God is saying to you, he wants you to get from the negative side. He's trying to get you over to the positive side. Now, listen, let me say this. I'm going to play the next song. I'm playing the next song. I've heard something really powerful. The minister said this, and I'm still trying to digest it, and I'm like, wow. He said, if you're not doing what God created you to do, that's an evil thing. And I said, whoa, Lord. I said, whoa, you calling everybody, somebody evil? He said, it's an evil thing. And he gave the parable of the fig tree. You know, because the fig tree didn't have any figs when Jesus came by and he cursed the fig tree. And I said, I ain't never looked at it like that. So listen. And I thought about myself. I always use myself as I thought about myself, because every time I say I had to have this up and I had it on my mind, I said, you know, I read something. Every time I play music and, you know, the Lord begins to move on my heart and things come out. And I say, wow, wow, it'd just be so refreshing to me because I just love to do it. And so when the minister said, if you're not doing what you was created to do, it's an easy thing. I said, oh, that's why it's so easy for me to really push this movie. I'm doing what the Father God in heaven wants me to do. And I am telling, I said, oh, Lord, every time I sat down in this internet booth and I get to playing music and everything, it's just so beautiful. So, you know, that's God's anointing on the thing. He has set his approval on it. I said, oh, my Lord. But I said, that was a really deep, heavy word. Now, listen, the next song I got, I'm going to play this. The same artist, Lefty Keys. This song is really something. Kill the Beat. This is Abraham's Accord. And Horny, this is a good, good song. This is really good. It's fire hot. It's fire hot. It's fire hot. And I want you to know the man that creates this music is doing what God wants him to do. He's doing kingdom work. He is doing kingdom work. Do you hear me when I say kingdom, 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 kingdom? Y'all understand kingdom work? That's when you're doing. You're lining up your life according to the word of God. And so this is some good stuff. And it's a privilege. It is a privilege and an honor to play great stuff like this on this morning. Now listen here. This one is Abraham's Accord. It is called Kill the Beat. Here we go. Come on now, y'all. Cue me up. Cue me up. Don't hold on 1 second. Let me do this right here. This is Rose.
Rose.
Roses with Paul Flaherty. Now listen, y'all. Stop getting everything. Listen, anytime you're doing something for the light, for the kingdom, you know, the enemy will try to creep on in. But listen, this is Kill B. And now I'm going to tell y'all something. This song is really, really good. And I really, really, really like the song. I had also looked at the artist's YouTube channel, and I'm telling you, I was going through it. I said, this is really phenomenal. It got a really nice music video for a song, which you're going to hear a little bit later on today. Right now, it's going to be Abraham's Accord, Kill Beat. But I want to tell y'all this. Listen, this artist is really, really fantastic. Do you hear me what I say? He has a YouTube channel, and he's over on SoundCloud as well. It is Lefty Keys. Let me say that one more time. Lefty Keys, LeftyKeyz. Okay, and so y'all can check him out. Let me go ahead and let y'all hear this. This is Kill Beef. I like this one too. Kill Beef.
Let's kill the beef. All we need is peace. Yeah. Yeah. Keep you dying. Love. In the street.
planet, we just gotta try. From Israel and Palestine,
time to seek peace, but some people would not be satisfied. Some would rather die fighting with the enemy. A sad life, cause they gon' set a price for you eventually. Look, we got the remedy. We just gotta converse. Put the guns down and try to get a little calm first. They all hurt, putting people they love in Yah's earth. It's time to quit now and live in peace until Yah return.
I'm feeling like the odds are worse. Why would people change now? They profit from dropping bodies off like the Greyhound. Blacks killing blacks for their gangs with no escape route. Little faith, but they still keep on praying for a way out. They got the same doubts, fear got them face down. Scared to see the truth, they'd rather war just to gain clout. Let's kill the beast, all we need is peace. Tired of all the strife, there's people dying in these streets. Crying overseas, yelling, why ain't people free? If life is so precious, why we falling to our knees? Look, let's kill the beef, all we need is peace. Tired of all the fighting, all this drama got us weak. Blinded by the beast, like he got you on a leash. If life is so precious, why you falling for the scheme? I know that there's a way. Some people won't accept it, but the ones who choose to listen are the ones who won't regret it. Many trials and tribulations on the road that they are headed. But Yah gave us direction, when we follow, he'll protect us. They just gotta make the effort to heal from the past. They've used color as a weapon, what a devious act. So many souls with no direction, stuck deep in these traps. Knowing they life ain't built to last, so no one's even a fad.
We building the math, that's gonna take a whole lot of work. When they spend their time fighting, taking souls off the earth, they don't wanna learn, just waiting on the Lord to return. But did you have the faith to serve? That's my only concern.
It's time to rise up, we can make it happen today. Surpass your mistakes, see the truth you have to attain. But half will remain, only holding the passion to gain. The cotton, the flesh, just breathing but don't have any aim. Look, let's kill the beast, all we need is peace. Tired of all the strife, there's people dying in these streets. Crying overseas, yelling, why ain't people free? If life is so precious, why we falling to our knees? Look, let's kill the beast. All we need is peace. Tired of all the fighting, all this drama got us weak. Blinded by the beast, like he got you on a leash. If life is so precious, why you falling for the scheme? Life is so precious, why you falling for the skin?
For the skin,
kill the beast. All we need is peace. Tired of all the fighting, all the drama got us weak. Drama got us weak.
Hey, 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 it's Kill the Beef, Kill the Beef, Kill the Beef, Kill the Beef. Now listen, let me tell you something about Kill the Beef and their particular song. You know, it's all about, we got to have more peace in our hearts, we got to have more joy in our spirit. And what this man is really saying, we need to kill the beef. You know, I look at what's going on in the world today with all this different, I call it spirits, really. I call it different spirits that's being unleashed in the earth. And listen, it's really nothing strange. It's really the Bible fulfilling itself. You know, it's so much that's going on here in Chicago. The kids is going wild. I was looking at somebody, but they were saying, you know, the kids is going wild because they're watching television and things. They're watching evil things on TV. They're watching a lot of violent things on TV. Well, I don't know if I really line up with what they said about that. I don't think I really believe it. I think it's demonic. I think it's a spiritual thing. I think that it's just a spirit of violence. I think it's a spirit. That's what I really think it is. And I don't really think it's coming from watching a TV program. I really don't think so. I think it's a spirit. If you look at the different games and the different video games that they have out now, a lot of it is violent. But now listen here, It's the spirit that's behind the thing. It's the person that's behind. Oh, glory to God. It's the person that's creating the games that has the spirit in them. So listen, a person playing a video game, you know, it's not that they play a video game. It's the spirit that's in the thing. You know what I mean? It's just like, and you do have to monitor, of course. Now, let me preface this. You always got to preface what you're saying. You know, it's not that people do need to monitor what their children watch on TV. Of course, you don't want them watching a lot of violent things. But I say the core of it all is spiritually based. And I want to say this also. He was talking about kill the beef, which we do need to kill the beef. And one thing I was thinking about when I was listening to this song is political things. You know, the White House, Lord, today. And, you know, I really don't believe in talking a lot about authority figures. You know, it's a whole lot I would like to say about the head of this country. But, you know, I try to hold that down just a little bit. You know, because the head of the country, you know, that's the most powerful position, you know, in the world. You're being president, right? Now, if you got a president up there that's a little screwy or a little bit mixed up or a little bit off his game, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, it's just like, you know, why do we always have, I don't mean to turn this thing into a political thing, why do we always have folks in positions that look like they need to be retirement? You know, I'm trying to be nice about it, so I really don't want to put it out there the way I want to say it, but listen, why do we have people in positions that's not, you know, strong? We really do need to have people in positions that's strong, that's healthy, you know, and that's able and capable to hold up. Why do we have people always in these positions, powerful positions? They need to be in retirement. They need to be enjoying their golden years. You know what I mean? And so I'm just like, of course, he's not making decisions by himself. He got, you know, everything behind him. He has the House of Representatives. He got, you know, the Senate. He got all, you know, all what he needs to have to make those decisions, right? But listen. Sometimes I wonder if he can even hold a pen to write some of these agreements. Y'all know he just took $40 billion over to Ukraine, which, of course, they need the help, right? But I'm telling you, it's just so much to it, and I just can't dive all into it right now because I'm pretty much out of time. But listen, I'm serious now. I'm really serious about that. The song Kills Beef, we do. We need to kill the beef. We need to have more peace. You know, we need to have more peace. People got a lot of beef that's going on. It's so much crime. It's at an all-time high. It's so much crime that's going on. I'm telling you, I hear different things all the time. Of course, we do, because it's on the news, and we're paying attention to what we hear, right? So anyway, this artist is really on point. This is Lefty Keys. Lefty Keys that was Kill the Beef. That's Abraham's Accord. And I want y'all to check out his YouTube channel. Check out his YouTube channel, and you will see video. It's just wonderful. Listen, I'm out of time right now, but guess what? It's been a stone-cold blast. I'm coming back later on today. I got some more music to feature by this artist, Lefty Keys. And I got to get on up out of here.
You motivated.